Yeah, it's a good way to get hired.
But what I heard was they like to hire people who've worked there before. You know, people with experience.
Yeah, but you've worked in restaurants and things, right? The reason I ask is that I know they're always looking for servers.
They are? That would be good.
It's hard work, but the best part is you get good tips.
Well, I'm gonna apply for sure. Hey, by the way, what I was going to tell you was I got accepted to grad school next year.
Where are you from originally, Yuhong?
I'm from China, from near Shanghai.
And when did you move here?
I came here after I graduated from college. That was in 1992.
And what do you do now?
I'm a transportation engineer.
I see. So you're an immigrant to the United States?
Yes, that's right.
What are some of the difficulties of being an immigrant in the U.S.?
Oh, that's not an easy question to answer. There are so many things, really. I guess one of the biggest difficulties is that I don't have any relatives here. I mean, I have a lot of friends, but that's not the same thing. In China, on holidays or the weekend, we visit relatives. It isn't the same here.
And what do you miss the most from home?
Oh, that's easy. My mom's soup. She makes great soup. I really miss my mother's cooking.
Where are you from, Ajay?
I'm from India.
And when did you move to the U.S.?
It was in 1991.
Are you studying here at the moment?
Not now. I came here as a student and graduated 2 years ago. I'm working as a computer technician.
Uh-huh. And what was it like when you first came here? Was it difficult?
Yeah, it was at times. The main difficulty I had was with the educational system. Things are very different here. Teaching methods, everything is very different from what I was used to in India.
And what do you miss the most from India?
To tell you the truth, after you're here for a while, you don't miss anything very much. But I guess the weather and my family are the things I miss. And the quality of life. The quality of life is much nicer back home, frankly speaking.
Well, I'm broke.
What do you mean?
Again?
Yeah. Again, yes.
Vince, what do you do with it?
There's a lot of things in the world to buy, you know. You got to keep on top of things. Like, look, I'm very busy and you need to have the right outfit for every single occasion, you know?
But Vince, you know, we've been here so many times, you've got to be so careful with your money.
Yeah, but it always works out in the end. I mean, come on.
It doesn't. Every single month you're in your overdraft.
How many times do we tell you, just really, you've got to budget. You've really got
I
to be
budget,
you
do budget, but it's just budget. Sometimes the calculations are a bit off, you know?
What do you spend it on?
Yeah.
Loads of stuff. Like, as I say, I go out because I have to. I'm quite a social person anyway, but also for work, you know, I need to. I have to. I mean, like, you spend money, you go out and you have to have meals and you have to get cabs somewhere sometimes because you need to be quick, you know? And
Vince,
outfits.
We live in
and,
London.
Yeah?
Get the tube. Get the bus.
Oh, but sometimes I'm out late.
How expensive are cabs, Vince? Come on. Just think of it, right? You earn a good wage so you can budget each month. I don't understand. I don't know about you, Emily, but I don't understand how you can just a week to go until you get your next pay
packet
and you're broke.
Yeah, because I'll be all right in a week.
But, okay,
It's really bad for you. I think it's, well, I know I shouldn't judge you, but I think it's really bad for you. Just be, it's so disposable. Like, if you didn't have an overdraft, what would you do?
I would be in trouble.
Exactly. So you're relying on something that doesn't really exist. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like Katie. I sometimes think that you're a bit too stringent, maybe.
A little bit.
I think I'm quite good at saving, and then when it comes to wanting something that what I've been saving for a while, or things that really matter, like stuff towards the house, or you know, a holiday that you need, and you know, I like to be careful with my money, and I've always been like that, and I think it's important to save and budget for certain things.
Okay.
I couldn't live like you.
But what if you're saving for something? Say you're saving for, I don't know, a washing machine, okay? And you're saving for a washing machine and your boiler breaks down. Did you factor in for that? Sometimes you need to be able to just use your money, like not hold on to it so much. Sometimes
but Vince, you wouldn't be able to fix either of any of those things.
No,
happened.
How would you cope if you don't have any, you know,
I would
any
wait
money
a
your...
week, get paid, fix the boiler, and the rest would be mine.
Yes, but you still need a new washing machine, and you're still broke without a, you know, your boiler's not fixed for a week. I mean, that doesn't make any, that's not logical.
You should just put by a little bit each month. Just, it doesn't have to be anything massive. It's just something so that you know you've got
yeah, I've tried
a backup.
I've tried that, but there's always something happening. There's always like, okay, right, there's a little bit to the side. Ooh, but me, well, not me, but a few of my friends are going to Tenerife for a few weeks. Do I want to come? Yeah, I want to go. Do I have the money? Well, it's in the corner of my bank just waiting there, catching dust. Why don't I just spend it?
Oh, it's just... horrible.
What's happened, Emily?
It's just the tubes. It's so busy. It's absolutely rammed. It gets me all irate and stressed. And the stupid thing is, I'm not a stressed person, but I go on the tube for like half an hour and...
It stresses you out.
Oh, it's so busy, Kate. So busy.
But, Emily, you know that that's the case in London. You know, tubes are always busy, no matter what time you're travelling.
Exactly. I hate it. I've been here, what, 5 years now, and I've just... It's the first time in the last 6 months I've just thought, I don't like it anymore. I just want to get back into some space and...
But you can get space in London. You don't have to be cramped with everyone. Yeah, maybe for like a minute or two, but then you can go and find private moments. London isn't always jam-packed everywhere.
Where, you though? Know. Where, what, in the park?
South Bank. The South Bank of London, you can always get a private
moment.
Oh, it's
lovely down there.
You've got a wonderful
there.
View. You can see St. Paul's Cathedral, and you can see so many beautiful sights.
But it's different, because then you have to get back on the tube to get back home.
Yeah, but that's only like half an hour of a day.
And people are always doing things. Like, nobody ever just sits for sort of hours or sits on top of a hill and just takes in nothing.
Hampstead Heath. You can do that in Hampstead Heath. There's nothing you can't do in London, literally.
Primrose Hill.
Yeah, there we go.
But do you not even feel that the air is different? Do you not think that when you go outside London, you just get this kind of sense of rest?
But you can do that. You can do that on the weekends. You can go out of London and soak up the countryside then. But come on, London's so vibrant. It's so cosmopolitan. You can chat to someone from across the other side of the world one day and meet someone from the East End another day and go and see free museums and art galleries and theatres.
That's
and
it though, okay? Everything is immediate. Everybody needs to be doing something all the time. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. You can't... People don't want to just stop and do nothing. They get stressed.
Don't you think?
And I hate that.
Like, where would you rather be other than London? Literally, you could do everything or, like, nothing in London. So you don't have to be buzzing around all the time. As, you know, as Kate said, you can go to a museum, or you could just... If you want a quiet moment, you can go and watch a film, or you can go for a walk in London. You know, it's everything is kind of there for you. I don't understand why... Maybe you're just looking in the wrong places.
Do you not ever want to just be quiet and not have noise around you?
Yeah, I can do that in London. Where? Maybe not in Soho, but there's places in London you can go. Like Hampstead Heath, as you said, Primrose Hill. There's places near, you know, where I live, where I can just go and read a book and just enjoy quiet time.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's something for everyone in London. It is a really sort of diverse city. And I think it's, you know, we're young. It's perfect for young people.
Westminster Abbey is a large Gothic church which stands near the Houses of Parliament in Westminster. The abbey is over 700 years old. Until the 19th century, the abbey was the most important place of learning in the UK, after Oxford and Cambridge. For 1,000 years, British kings and queens have been crowned at the abbey. It attracts millions of visitors. The music department of the Abbey is famous, and there are daily choral services here. The Queen, Elizabeth II, was married at Westminster Abbey in 1947. And she was also crowned here. If you come here, you'll also see memorials to lots of famous people. Poets' Corner contains the graves of many well-known writers, including Charles Dickens and Jane Austen. It is a great honour to be buried here at Westminster Abbey.